Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from November the 6th, 2025. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ Dorsey Wright. Mixed action for the indices we follow on the video here. Positive for U.S. equity indexes. Russell 2000 leading the way to the upside, up over 1.5% there. Saw emerging and developed markets return to positive territory as well. Crude oil down about 1.5% lead, over 1.5% leading the way to the downside there. As far as looking at gold and crude, we did see some upside out of gold, but not quite enough to reverse it back into X's on this 20-point per box chart. Did see a return to X's on its default 10-point per box chart, but we're keeping a closer eye on this 20-point per box chart as it's sort of helping us visualize that support that's been developing here in the lower 3,900 range. Moving on over to crude oil, not quite enough to see it reverse down. We're getting near that cusp though. The moment it moved below 59 would see it return to a column of O's, and we're still watching support there at 56 long term. And then looking at the NASDAQ 100, we did see it reverse down into O's before ultimately closing up for the day, reversing down to 25,400, joining others like the Russell 1000 along with the Russell 2000s in a column of O's. Still didn't even see RUT return to a column of X's with that upside close yesterday. As far as indicators go, didn't see much to the major ones that we followed. Did want to at least review the distribution curve here of the NASDAQ Dorsey Wright 40 sector industry group bullish percents. I've seen this curve shift a little bit to the left here as the bullish percents have moved lower, showing that decrease in participation. Still somewhat normal at the moment when we're looking at this, is we can see slight, maybe a little slight to the left here in terms of a skew, if you were to call one way or another. But with that value decreasing to 42% over the past week. So still seeing some with high levels of participation. Those are the areas where you would still probably be maintaining some holdings. These lower levels where we see lower levels of participation, may check those to see what type of sell signals you're seeing, if you're seeing violations of support, so on and so forth. Then looking at earnings today, DoorDash reported after close yesterday. They actually missed on earnings at this point, trading at 206 pre-market this morning, so looking like it's going to violate that support there at 236, come down to really prior resistance here, and that two upper 200 level right around two teens is where we're seeing at least settle at the moment. Note that there's additional support there, 198, as well as the support bullish support line at 194, but currently down over 13.5%. So one worth keeping an eye on, as you could see its technical picture impacted notably with that type of day. Now looking on to Fortinet, FTNT. We're seeing it drop this morning after Q3 earnings underwhelmed. At the moment, trading at 76, looking like it's going to take out this near-term improvement that we saw from really September on through, well, yesterday. At this point, I'm now testing those lows from September there at 75. Moving on to ARM Holdings, we see ARM up this morning after they had a revenue beat, and they're currently trading at 165, so showing the potential reversal back index is here. That occurs with move above 164 if it stays there, and when we open trading from here, it takes move above 174 to return it to a buy signal. But worth noting, we saw that violation of near-term support there at 162, so keep a close eye on ARM there. And then AppLovin Corporation, APP, they beat on earnings this morning, currently trading at 669 the last we checked, and showing the potential of returning to a buy signal with triple top break, well spread quadruple top break there at 656 if we see a return to that 660 level. So we keep an eye on that as well for that potential breakout. And then now putting in support at 592 with sort of that intermediate, somewhat longer term support there at 552 for APP. But 37 names within the S&P 500 reporting today. We obviously couldn't cover all of the ones that we've seen notable action out of this morning, so feel free to give us a call if you have any questions at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice day.